On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heartsong Live.
I'm Omosha there, and I'm here representing Heartsong Live, and we are live at the Refoil Festival. And I'm at your stand, and I was attracted by your stand, which says Stream Creating Pals. And I'm talking to Charity. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Why are you here?
And so, talking about...
Sure. So Streams Creative House is actually part of Streams Ministries International. So Streams Ministries International was founded by John Paul Jackson, and its main vision is to really equip people to hear from God, to understand his communications, and equip people in healthy, prophetic ministry. And an international area of that is Streams Creative House. So I'm the director of Streams Creative House. And the vision there is to take all of that, how God communicates, but we absolutely believe that God speaks through all forms of creativity. So that might be creativity in business, creativity for politics, but we absolutely believe, obviously, in the arts as well, and that whole language. So we do a lot of training and equipping and teaching in different countries, but we're here at Refoil, in our tent, exploding with arts here, and the team, we've been seeking God for what is his vision for this time and place. What does he want Streams to release in Scotland right now? And we very much believe what you're seeing with the eyes and the wheels is the Ezekiel vision, and that God would look at the eyes of our hearts. He would enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that the wheels within wheels had many eyes, and really trying to depict that, we really believe that the creator is not only utterly creative, that the mystical realm is very important. It's a supernatural God. So some of this art is very much to help people connect with God and have encounters with God in his fullness, not just kind of few facets of God, but to really think he is a supernatural God. It is a supernatural kingdom. And how does he want to speak to us about that side of his character and his nature, as well as the sides that many of us understand. I hope that makes sense.
That is, it actually does, because I also have my own radio show, which is called Unleash Your Creativity, and it's one many dimensions.
Yeah.
And, so I am really fascinated by creativity. Now, we are at the festival, and I can see there are lots of chairs, which means people are going to be coming.
Yeah.
What is your expectation? Because it's going to be maybe a short dose. What are people going to that come here? What are they going to go away with? What's the vision you have for them, the here and the now?
Sure. So Streams have come together with a ministry called Cairn, and we seek to equip people, as I've said, in hearing from God and healthy prophetic ministry in the church. And Cairn are very much helping to equip people in the fivefold ministry, to plant churches. And together our theme is synergy, which you can see over there.
Yeah.
We really believe that to take the church forward in Scotland, and this is global, we know we're in a completely different season. We can't just do more of the same and expect a different result. And one of the key components of that is that God commissioned a fivefold in the church, but the church has been very much not led by all five. And so there's a restoration needed of the balance of the fivefold. A lot of believers don't even recognize their primary gifting. And if they do, where does it even fit within the wider global church? So we're going to be doing training and equipping in that, helping talk about where is the church going? What are either the key gifts? What do they mean? How do they work? And how do they work in synergy with each other?
And I think that you've got your work cut out, because, like you said, it's not really recognized. And you find out that Christians or believers shy away from it.
Yeah.
And we've shied away from the real true gift that God has given us. So I feel that what you're bringing and it is so powerful. Because many churches don't even talk about the prophetic. We don't even know. And it's a tool, it's an instrument that God has given us for the now. And I say that this is really powerful. And I pray that people that come will connect with the outpour of God's Spirit in here. And you will see tangible evidence of what you're bringing to the table. Now, just one tip, you know, so because people are going to be listening to this and be going, okay, yeah, I'm not here. I'm not going to be able to do any of this. How do you speak to people who just listen to this? What's the scripture or something that they can go away with, knowing that it's not just for the prophet, because we know there is the office of the prophet,
yeah,
but we're all given that gift to prophesy. How would you encourage them? What would you say to them?
Well, just that the heart of Streams is really to really kind of unpack that. Yes, there's people who are called to be a prophetic leader, but there's an awful lot of misconception around prophetic ministry. And Streams has always had a heart to just raise up the prophetic gifting in every single believer. And a foundational course that's tens of thousands of people have taken is just called The Art of Hearing God. So it lets every believer see that there's so much biblical evidence that we can hear from God, whether he speaks in a little quiet voice or a dream or, you know, big audible voice. He talks to all of us and he speaks to us all the time. And like any gift we're given, when we know how to practice it, how to access the scriptures and build that gift up, we will hear and understand God so much better. And if he's, you know, it's that lovely scripture, that basic scripture that Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And then he said, and they'll follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't hear God's voice well, we will not be able to follow him well. And many believers are, you know, they're confused about what God is saying, if he's speaking to them, but the equipping and the teaching, it just really gives people so much more access to realize their Father is speaking to them all the time. And that, you know, prophecy, as you said, the scriptures is that we would all prophesy, that we would all hear from God and declare his truth out into the world to change things.
And I think that is part of the signs and the wonders.
Yeah.
Because when you speak to somebody who doesn't know, it's an easy way of evangelizing. Because when you tell them something about themselves, just like that woman said, how did you know that? We've got that gift to be able to do that. And I feel that it's a real great evangelistic tool.
Yeah.
That draws people to you. Have you experienced that? Does that?
Did over a decade of taking prophetic teams and dream interpretation teams and creative teams into festivals, pubs. I've done it in this country. I've done it in America. I've done it in Sweden. And we have seen thousands of people respond. The prophetic gift is one of the most powerful evangelistic tools we have, because you can meet a perfect stranger. You know nothing about them, but God has brought them before you, you know, they're sitting in front of you that day, and then he can show you things about them you would never know. And it cracks their little heart open for God. And then boom, we can get right. He can touch their lives. He can heal them. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of testimonies of that across the years. So yes, Streams have done a lot of prophetic evangelism. Yeah.
And
yeah, it's wonderful.
And I think what I've done is hopefully whet people's appetite who are going to listen to this. So the next question is, how can they find you? Where can they find you? And what does it take to be part of this, to be trained and to be educated and to be able to be fulfilled?
Yeah.
Complete.
Absolutely. So for Scotland, there's the Streams Ministries International website is the one, you know, the sort of mothership. But we have just opened a new training center for Streams in Scotland. So we've kind of passed the baton from the founders of that. And if you go to the Streams Creative House website, you can find Streams Scotland Training Centre pages within that, and it will show you all the training opportunities coming up and all the different events that we do and different resources, and just connect you in really easily to everything.
Fantastic. And I can say, because of technology now, then there can be online, there can be all sorts of ways in which we can connect. Thank you so much for your time and giving me the opportunity to share what you're doing and the impact and the element of creativity, which people don't necessarily talk about.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you.
On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heart Song Live.